This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Well, it's hard to make a quid, isn't it, really? And it's hard to save a quid. And when you invest the quid, you don't expect to be ripped off. And this is what's happening to too many Australians. I see a stack of industry players, back scratchers, I call them, and the assistant treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. Very bright young man, all attended the Banking and Wealth Summit recently and early this week, and they gave themselves a pat on the back. They concluded that a Royal Commission into the financial advice industry is not needed because building blocks for change, don't you love the language? Building blocks for change are now in place. Josh Frydenberg, the Assistant Treasurer, said, he was confident reforms to lift industry standards would be introduced by the middle of the year. I'll tell you what, if those future reforms, Josh Frydenberg, you're referring to, are as pathetic as those already introduced, we are in big trouble and we're going to be ripped off again. Now, the government launched a new National Register of Financial Advisors. It's a Clayton's Register. It relies on the honesty of financial advisers themselves to place correct information on the register, but it won't be checked. And it won't include key promised information about advisers' qualifications to distinguish whether the person giving you advice has got fair dinkum qualifications or some Mickey Mouse diploma that he got in 4 days. And it only tracks the past 5 years of planners' employment history. So if you worked for the failed Storm Financial, which collapsed in 2009, ripping millions of dollars out of people's pockets, well, that history won't be on the register. It was more than 5 years ago. Meanwhile, bank executives admitted to a Senate inquiry last week that financial advisers sacked for misconduct are still working in the industry for a different employer. We don't need a Royal Commission. They're all patting themselves on the back. Like hell we don't. The Senate has called for one, and there should be one. A Royal Commission is needed into the financial advice industry before more people are ripped off and the money they invest is hard-earned. They deserve a better deal.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.